Concours Écricom 2003, épreuve d'anglais oral, texte numéro 24. The Colosseum is not yet for sale. The lights almost went out for Botticelli's Birth of Venus and Leonardo da Vinci's Annunciation. Last week, the Uffizi Gallery in Florence received a final notice from Enel, Italy's electricity company, for non-payment of its bill of €250,000, $248,250. One of the world's oldest and most famous museums no longer had the cash even for paper towels in the toilets. The explanation, says the Culture Ministry in Rome, was a communication problem caused by a reorganization of accounting arrangements at Italy's museums. But the Uffizi's cash flow crisis is symptomatic of a general problem. Italy's cultural heritage is its biggest asset. No other country has so much first-class art, so many ancient remains, and such a quantity of beautiful piazzas, palaces and parks. According to one UNESCO estimate, Italy is the cultural repository of more than two-thirds of Western civilization. But the state spends little on culture, just 0.18% of GDP, and an absence of tax breaks for donations gives the private sector little incentive to help. To make matters worse, a bloated state bureaucracy runs Italy's cultural patrimony. Entrance fees are often low, shops unappealing, and opening hours short. A tour of the Museum of Palazzo Venezia in Rome, in the brief window of opportunity between siesta and cocktail hour, reveals an art display that is inexpertly lit and explained with tiny typewritten notes in Italian. And the most attractive bits of museums, castle, or archaeological sites are often in restauro, a near endless undertaking as funds often tend to dry up midway through. Silvio Berlusconi, Italy's Prime Minister, is now conducting an experiment. Under the stewardship of Giulio Tremonti, the Economics Minister, some of Italy's treasure trove will be privatized. Parliament passed the proposal in June, despite howls of protest from the opposition. A new state agency, Patrimonio dello Stato, was set up to value Italy's cultural patrimony and to decide what could be sold, leased, or even securitized. To calm his critics, Mr. Berlusconi has promised not to touch treasures that are part of Italy's national identity, such as the Colosseum, the Leaning Tower of Pisa, or indeed the Uffizi. Future owners of shares in Italian cultural treasures will not be able to buy a majority stake. Leases will be limited to 5 years. Yet the new law is vaguely worded. It does not explicitly exclude a transfer to the private sector of Italy's best-known treasures. Giovanna Melandri, a former culture minister, is a fierce critic of these proposals. She says that the private sector should be allowed to buy stakes in Italy's cultural heritage only if private owners are obliged to maintain and restore sites and to make them accessible to the public, and provided that the state can take back the site should the new owners not fulfil these obligations. Mr. Berlusconi's law comes with no such strings. Fin du texte 24.